B'choros, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4, more mumin blemishes that appear on the face and head. Says the Mishnah, Chotmo, as far as the nose of the cow, goat, or sheep, Shinikav, if it has a hole in it, or Nivgam, it has a wedge taken out of it, or Nizdak, it's split, even though nothing's missing, that would be a permanent blemish, because it's not going to heal itself, and it's visible from the outside. Which would just mean, for example, that if we're talking about a hole in the inside of the nose, or a wedge, you know, missing from the inside of the nose, that would not be a problem because you can't see it from the outside. As far as the lip goes, Sfaso, its lip, Shinikva, if it has a hole in it, Shnifkama, has a wedge come out of it, Nizdaga, where it's split like with the scissors, again, so there's no actual missing flesh, but it's in two pieces, those would be blemishes that are not going to heal and therefore be permitted to slaughter such an animal. Now let's talk about the teeth. So now the teeth of a ruminant, cow, goat, and sheep, the denture is quite unusual. Okay, in the front of the mouth of the animal, just on its bottom jaw, it has 8 incisors. But in the top jaw, there's no incisors, there's no teeth. It's a flat pad. And the goat or sheep or cow will sort of use its bottom teeth to grab onto grass and like rip it off and grind it, you know, like just rip it off like that. Then the back teeth can chew, like chew the cud. But the point is, there's no other top row of incisors in the top front of the mouth. However, deeper in the mouth, there's like a, I'll call it a second set of teeth, for lack of a better term. There's more teeth. Those are the premolars and molars, like what you have in the back of your mouth. And those, there's another 24 of them, you know, 6 on the bottom left, 6 on the bottom right, 6 top left, 6 top right, for a total of 32, like you have. Those, the front ones are called premolars, and the back ones deeper in towards the throat are called molars. Okay, in Hebrew, those are called, and the it seems those are called pnimios, together the inner teeth, as opposed to chitzonios, the outer teeth, which are those 8 incisors. And the Mishnah seems to be differentiating between the pnimios, which are called matimos, perhaps those are the premolars in the front, and as opposed to the deeper in teeth. So it says the Mishnah, chitav, as far as its teeth, hachitzonos, that are on the outer part, meaning the ones that you see when the animal smiles, so to speak, chnifgmu or nigmamu, if there's a pagam, meaning there's a chipped tooth, one of those 8 teeth in the front, incisors, are chipped, or nigmamu means they're worn down to like sort of flat stumps, those are going to be mumin, baal mum. As far as the pnimios, the inner teeth, those inner 24 teeth, shenakru, they're only a mum if they've been removed, meaning that if you have a chip in the tooth or if you have a ground down molar, that's not going to be a blemish. It just has to be, if it's totally removed, then it is a blemish, because you could see this when the cow, goat, or sheep opens his mouth up, and that's considered to be visible from the outside, says Tanakama, and indeed that's the halacha. But Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, ein bodkin min matimos ulifnim. You don't check from the premolars and deeper in, meaning from those inner teeth, you don't consider them. They're not considered to be visible from the outside, and therefore it doesn't matter what's going on over there. Afloas matimos, and that includes the premolars themselves. All 24 of those teeth, I should say. They're not essential. So if one's missing or they're all missing, it doesn't matter. It's not considered to be a balmum because you don't see it from the outside, said Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, but the halacha does not follow him.